hungry.
Happy cooking and smash like my hungry friends.
Let's eat.
Alrighty, so this time last week, we got to hear from Anna from Polish Your Kitchen, as well as her husband, Mark, who very effortlessly sort of described to us all that their food blog is about. We're hoping that many of you got to check it out yourself, PolishYourKitchen.com, and they're also available on all the other social medias. Delicious
so
stuff on
tasty.
There.
So tasty. Seriously, looking at it makes your mouth water, and they're very good at describing all these great traditional Polish recipes. Super, super recommend checking it out, right?
Definitely. Fantastic stuff. So it's a pleasure to announce that we have them back on the show again.
Yay.
And this time we were talking and we thought about it, you know, what a food related thing do we want to tackle? Well, of course, and if you've been tuning into the Polish American Mix this week, then you know it's National Pizza Week. That's almost all we've been talking about here.
I'm
starting to look like a pizza because I've eaten so much. You know, you are what
face
you
face getting oily.
Right. And so we were discussing, well, what's sort of the Polish version of a pizza, and zapiekanki. That's what came up the most.
You know, I really do agree. It's a street food, just kind of like how pizza can be a street food here. And it's just deliciousness all around.
It definitely is. Let's have her describe exactly what they're all about for those of you who might not know.
So zapiekanka is a toasted baguette. Imagine a baguette cut in half. And
lengthwise?
Lengthwise.
Okay.
And topped with sautéed mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
This is basics. Mushrooms and cheese.
Okay.
And then choose your favorite topping on top of that. So if I had to choose, aside from mushrooms and cheese, I like lots of green onions.
Yep.
And some ketchup, and I'm good.
Oh, that's a perfect zapiekanka description right
so
there.
Good.
Making my mouth water. And that's Mark over there that you heard her talking to. I think he's sort of the professional eater.
So she makes the food and he eats it.
That's
right?
What I'm getting here. And that's an incredible
so
setup. Very, very lucky of him. So that's a little bit of the zapiekanka. And it's making me want one here. It's tough to find a good place with them in the Chicagoland area.
Oh, I don't really think there is a place that does it justice. If you really want to choose zapiekanka, musisz iść do Polski I kupić, you have to buy it on the street, like a
yes.
street vendor, right?
That's the best way to eat it.
Right. And I don't know, man. Oh my gosh. I'm just thinking back about all my times in Poland now. I think some of the best zapiekanka I had.
The smell of them.
Oh man. They always had mushrooms and sometimes even pineapple.
That's
I do have to
right.
admit.
Yes. Well, you know, we love the pineapple on
we
the pizza and the zapiekanki. It works for both. Anna is still going to be around later this hour on Tasty Thursday, and we're going to be comparing a little bit about what you can expect to see on a pizza, the toppings in Poland versus here. Some of them are definitely a little bit different, but both
yep.
very tasteful. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned in.
Feeling hungry?
Happy cooking and smash like of my hungry friends.
Let's eat.
Alrighty, so we're back with Anna from Polish Your Kitchen, and the topic of the week for this Tasty Thursday is Polish pizza / zapiekanki, that entire mix. It's delicious
right.
stuff.
And we talked last entrance a little bit about the zapiekanki, exactly what they are and how delicious they are. But the thing is, they're not exactly pizza, right? They're
yeah,
still
close but different. It's
a
like a cousin.
Sandwich. It's a cousin. Oh, I love that. It's a cousin of the pizza. So we want to talk to Anya a little bit about, you know, the actual pizzas that are in Poland and the difference between those and the American ones.
That's right. And the beautiful part of it is that her husband, Mark, is an American. So we get a little bit of his input mm-hmm. on those big differences. And there definitely are some. Let's take a listen.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Okay.
You, as an American and a professional pizza eater.
Yeah.
And now that you've experienced Polish pizza, what do you think is unique about ours?
Well, pickles. No, you guys, there are a lot of toppings that I don't traditionally see in America, or I didn't. Maybe they do now, but I didn't before. And that's they put corn, kernels of corn on pizza here. They put broccoli on,
yes,
on a
veggie
lot of kinds
pizza.
Of pizza. Yeah, veggie pizza, but like even on some meat pizzas, they put broccoli, and I don't understand that. I'm sure it's delicious, but I just don't want broccoli on my pizza.
Mark is very right. Polish people love to put pickles in everything.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen a Polish pizza with pickles. So, może on the side, like Polish pizza with the side of pickles, może trochę ogórki,
oh, I've
kapusta.
Seen the pickles on there. Actually, at home, if we ever have pizza at home, my dad will go chop up a pickle, put
really?
It on there, and then drizzle more ketchup on top of the pizza.
I love it. That's so Polish. That's so cute. And he's right, though. The broccoli. broccoli. I didn't think about that, but there is a lot of broccoli on veggie pizzas in Poland and corn too.
Not a lot here though, as a difference. So there you go. There's a little bit of the difference between a Polish pizza, what you might expect if you could travel to Poland and order it, versus if you were to go here. But I would say at the end of the day, both are very delicious.
That's right. Both taste great. And speaking of things that taste great, we actually had a few texts come in over the last couple of minutes about zapiekanki and the places around here.
All right, so what do we got?
People can get some good zapiekanki. So far, we have two major recommendations. One is a place that's literally just called Polish Food Restaurant, and that's located on 3100 4 North Cicero Avenue, or Central Avenue, rather, in Chicago.
Very straight to the point. I like the name.
Yes, very straight to the point. I Tomek mówi, że oni mają właśnie najlepsze zapiekanki. And we have another contender for the best zapiekanki in Chicago from Daniel, który nam pisze, Hanna's Bistro w Rozel.
I have heard of them. I'm not sure if I had their zapiekanki before, but I trust their recommendation.
Yeah, and Daniel went the extra step. He sent us the menu, and oh my gosh, guys, there's so many tutaj rodzaje zapiekanków. My mouth is watering just looking at this.
Right on. I think I'm going to have to get myself a zapiekanka tonight. I mean, it's National Pizza Week. I think this still counts.
Yeah,
this still counts. I'm still celebrating. So thank you for Anna from Polish Your Kitchen for joining us and telling us all about zapiekanki and pizza over in Poland. The best part is that Anna has, I believe, 4 different recipes of zapiekanki on her blog at polishyourkitchen.com that I highly recommend you do check out. Make some at home, and I promise you, you're going to enjoy them.
That's right. Celebrate National Pizza Week Polish style.
That's right. And Anna will be back next week with yet another food topic. So tune in next Thursday for Tasty Thursday. Bye-bye.